You're listening to the Saturday Blues on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad. Coco Taylor is one of the top blues performers today. She's also the only female blues singer most people can name right away. You left me with a sink full of dirty dishes and a worn-out welcome mat. But that kind of recognition came only after decades on the road, singing all night in clubs and recording studios throughout the U.S. and Europe. Looking back almost 40 years since she first came to Chicago, Coco was surprised she made it this far. A sharecropper's daughter, she was just another hungry singer on the city's south side, until she met producer and songwriter Willie Dixon. Dixon heard her in one of the clubs and liked her tough, authoritative sound. She could shout as loud as men like Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf and command the same respect. He booked her in a recording studio.
And I remember he asked me, are you under contract with any other company? And I'm going like, contract? What's that? I didn't even know the meaning of the word, you know. So it was all new to me. But Willie Dixon trained me well.
So well, in fact, that her first record, Wang Dang Doodle, sold a million copies. After Wang Dang Doodle, it seemed that Coco Taylor would lead an entire generation of young women into the blues business. But 35 years later, the men well outnumber the women. Pop quiz. Name three female blues singers currently in the business, and do it fast. Coco says she's not surprised you can't. In fact, the list of women she listened to is rather short.
It was, you know, Bessie Smith, Big Maybelle, you know what I mean? Big Mama Thornton. Wow, it wasn't a whole, it was a handful of women, just like it is today. It has always been more male singers out here in the blues than women's, you know. But, you know, I can understand that. Hey, women's can't leave home, leave their children, being a wife and a housewife and a mother and all of this, and be out here singing the blues because they got the blues at home trying to keep the family together. You know my baby told me not so very long ago. He said, I don't love you. And I got let you go. To help bring attention to her one-woman blues crusade, Coco borrowed a refrain from one of Muddy Waters' songs and gave it a sex change. I recorded this tune and I wrote this tune called I'm a Woman. And that was the answer to Muddy Waters' Mannish Boy. He had that song out about, I'm a man, I'm a full grown man, and he could make the moon stand still, and all these great things he had the power to do. So I wrote the answer to it, I'm a woman, I can make love to a crocodile.
Male dominance in the music business partly explains why Coco likes to record songs by other women, like Janis Joplin and Ruth Brown. Her latest CD, Royal Blue, features the Melissa Etheridge tune, Bring Me Some Water.
When I first heard it, I hadn't heard it before, and I thought it was great. You know, I still think it's a great song, you know, so, hey, I went ahead and did it, and I sure hope she liked it.
What advice does she have for young girls who want to sing the blues?
I tell them, look, if this is what you want to do, do it. Don't let nobody stop you. Don't let nobody discourage you. But just know one thing. This is a business. If you want to do it, you got to stick with it. You got to stay with it. Because singing the blues It's like a marriage. You got to hang in there for better or for worse. And it's not going to be a bed of roses. I have to explain to them the way it was with me. I paid my dues. I never had no red carpet laid out for me. And even where I am today, I do not have a red carpet. And I'm not looking for one or expecting one. I'm out here because I love making people happy with my music all over the world. And when I can get up on stage and the people leave applauding and hollering and talking, oh, you did such a wonderful show. Oh, you just made my day. You know that song you did, I'm a Woman. Or you know that song you did, Wang Dang Doodle. I never listened to the blues before, but from now on, I am a blues fan. You know what that do to me? It lightens my heart. It makes me sleep good at night. I feel like I have done something, said something in a song that made somebody's day.
I'm Dan Klefstad.